and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
We are Locked On Houston Astros, and we hope that you join us for a daily Locked On Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter at Eric Talk Astros. You can find the show at Locked On Astros, your team every day. Brett, where can you find you at?
They can find me at H-Town Wheelhouse on Twitter and at Stros411 on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Always positive, always Stros.
All right. And unfortunately, we're going to have to bring some negative news today from Valdez yesterday. And this was, I'm talking about Tuesday against the Mets and Francisco Lindor. He hit a ball, a comebacker up the middle. And apparently, even though he pitched for another, four batters, but apparently Framber Valdez fractured his left ring finger, and he's going to miss some time. We don't know exactly how much. We'll talk about that in a little bit. We'll talk about who is this going to benefit? Who could get an extra chance now? Somebody who's been trying to knock on the door for a while, and maybe he can get his chance finally. And how long will he miss? And who would be opening day starter now if this is going to be a long-term deal? But don't forget, you can get Locked On Astros on Podcast Nap, Himalaya, as well as Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. And when you get in car, tell your smart device play podcast, Locked On Astros. So, Brett, I know we are all at school today when this all kind of broke down, but tell us a little bit about what happened.
Okay, well, you mean how I heard? No, I'm joking.
Yeah, how did you hear? I told you.
Yes, I know. I was like, what? Like, I looked down at my phone, I got this alert, and Eric's like, Framber Valdez is out. He fractured his finger, and I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, so, crap. Yeah. That's two straight podcasts I have to.
Dang it. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Now, I left that in with Lance McCullers. That's fine.
Well, Bryce and I kept it clean. So we didn't have to edit that out. But yeah, so basically James Click announced today that it was a fractured finger. If he does miss regular season starts, Houston could turn to two options with major league experience, Luis Garcia or Brandon Belak. I know some people might cringe when they hear that because of his most recent outing and his struggles towards the end of 2020. Brian Abreu, once a touted prospect, is in better shape than he was last year, so he could contend. But this could open the door for Forrest Whitley. And with them not having a timetable, I'm hearing things out there saying it's like 3 to 6 weeks, but there's no like official timetable. No one's really reported it from the Astros. And until James Click says something, there's no reason to really speculate what the timetable is without knowing from them. So they're going to evaluate that. And I have to think, Eric, that with this, it really kind of worries me at first, because you remember last year at the beginning of spring training, this isn't as bad as what Justin Verlander was dealing with. But remember, right at the beginning of spring training, he started having issues. One of our starters, this is the second year in a row. But with the fractured finger, hopefully it heals and he comes back and, you know, he's back to normal. I think it should be fine. It's just how soon can he put pressure on it? How soon can he grip the baseball? And how soon can he get back to throwing?
Yeah, we have to understand that this is a pitcher who throws with his left hand. This is one of the fingers he does use to get his spin on his pitches. So it's amazing that he was able to actually throw in the mid-90s still after with a fractured finger. So this that was probably pure adrenaline. I know after the game on Tuesday, he kind of shook it off and said, no, that wasn't a big deal. It was just a comebacker. This happens all the time. But apparently the next day they're like, yeah, this is kind of a big deal. So James Click, this is some clickbait. He says at this point, the medical staff does need to do some additional tests and imaging before deciding next steps. We'll know some more in the upcoming days. So we saw what he did last year. Last year, he had a 3.57 ERA and 72/3 regular season innings. He was supposed to be Nobody, this was not set in stone, but he was supposed to be the opening day pitcher. A lot of people thought that he, with how he pitched last year, he probably deserved to be the opening day starter over Zach Greinke, even though Zach Greinke is the more grizzled veteran out there. And I know that Lance McCullers felt that he should be the opening day starter. But if you look at what the success that Framber Valdez had, I think a lot of people thought he deserved a nod to be the opening day starter. So now, if you look at it, it's going to be between Lance McCullers and Zach Greinke. And before we get into this, even if he's healthy in 3-4 weeks, I know technically 3 to 4 weeks is almost April. He's still got to build up the arm strength. He's not going to go out there opening day. Oh yeah, I'm starting opening day and I can give you 2 innings. They're not going to do that. He's still got to go out there and, oh wait, can he even go down to Sugarland and pitch? No, we'll have to talk about that a little bit later. So who do you think starts opening day?
I think it's Zach Greinke. I know, I understand Lance McCullers' stance and it makes sense. He is the most tenured Astro on this team. He's been with the club the longest pitching wise, but it is Zach Greinke and he is 16 years into his career. And if the tables were turned and Zach Greinke was in Lance McCullers' shoes and Lance McCullers was the 16-year veteran, I would pick him over Greinke if the shoe was on the other foot. I've always thought that it was going to be Greinke. I think I wanted Framber Valdez. I thought maybe he wasn't seasoned enough to earn that spot, but I think Greinke will be the guy. But, you know, this is the Astros. This is James Click. And what we've come to know is we don't always know what they're thinking. So it depends on how things play out. It depends on how they feel. Lance McCullers may burn through the spring training and do amazing at all his starts, and Greinke may struggle. And then they go, you know what? Let's go with the hot hand. So it's either McCullers or Greinke. I think Greinke has a better shot right now because of his age.
Yeah. I actually kind of jumped ahead with the opening day starter, but we'll kind of talk about off the rotation. That's my fault. I was looking ahead there. But yeah, I think that if you're looking at the pure stuff, yeah, definitely McCullers has the stuff. But now he said himself, does it really matter who starts opening day? That's typically your ace. But as the kind of season progresses, you're not normally facing ace versus ace. I mean, that they, with days off and everything, you're not really on the same schedule with the other team's ace. So, yeah, I think that if you're really Dusty Baker being old school manager, I could see him totally going with Zach Greinke. I could totally see him doing that. Just saying, you know what? I'm going to go with the veteran guy. I'm going to go with the veteran guy, the guy who I stuck with in the to almost get me to the World Series, the guy I showed faith in. And I think Zach Greinke is going to like say, hey, yo, Skip, I have this milestone I want to do, and I want to get to 10 homers. Nice. I want to get to 10 stolen bases. I want to get another opening day start. And Lance McCullers be like, you know, I don't really care. I just want to throw the ball hard.
Right.
And I want to strike some batters out. I don't care. Day two, day three, I don't care.
So I'm going to ask you this. This I think opens the door more for Forrest Whitley. I was having a conversation with a guy at work today. And he said, what about Forrest Whitley? When is he going to show up? I said, you know what? And I said, if an injury happens, that was literally like an hour before he sent this out. So he had gotten hurt before that. So I didn't jinx it. I mean, he had already been hurt. But I said, you know, if there's an injury, I mean, you slide Forrest Whitley in, I think fairly easily. If Forrest Whitley has a good spring training, Eric, and Framber Valdez is on the IL for, you know, the first several weeks, why not put Forrest Whitley out there? I mean, why not? You know, if he's proving his stuff right now, put him out there.
Right. Yeah. I think he just needs to just get ready. He needs to throw what he can do and just get a Built Bar. A Built Bar will kind of get him ready for the season, get his best, get him ready, put his best foot forward.
Yeah. So Built Bar is an amazing bar. It is the best tasting protein bar ever. The improved Built Bar is even deliciouser. They have caramel brownie, cookies and cream, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, apple almond crisp. Right now I have a ton of white chocolate cookies and cream. It is unbelievable. Let me tell you, my flavor feature is today cookies and cream, 17 grams of protein, 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, and 4 grams of net carbs. Built Bar is the best protein bar in the business. Go to builtbar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON20 and you'll get 20% off your next order. Use the promo code LOCKEDON20 and you'll get 20% off at builtbar.com.
All righty. It is on in Houston right now. And guys, I know we are the Locked On Astros podcast, but right now what's going on in Houston is, if you listen to the Locked On Today podcast, Harden is heading back to Houston with his new team, the Nets. And if you get more of the sports news you need in less time with the Locked On Today podcast, and you know they're going to be talking about the Harden returning back to Houston with all the boos and everything. So subscribe to the Locked On Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And speaking of which, let's go and continue this conversation that we were just talking about Forrest Whitley. And it is on like Donkey Kong for that fifth starter, because it does not matter when Framber Valdez is ready. They need a fifth starter, and it's going to be a battle between Luis Garcia, Brandon Belak, Forrest Whitley, and maybe even Brian Abreu. Brian Abreu, yes, he came to spring. He came to camp overweight last year. He didn't look great. Did he even pitch in the big leagues? Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did pitch in the big leagues. He had in three innings. He had a 2.70 ERA, but he didn't last very long. Then you had Luis Garcia. He did really good. He may be the dark horse to get that fifth starter, to at least to open the season. Then you have Brandon Belak, as you alluded to. He did have 32 innings in the big leagues last year. I didn't realize he had that. No. Did he really have that many innings last year?
Who's that?
Brandon Belak? Am I looking at the whole thing?
He pitched a lot last year. Remember, he started out hot, and then he flamed out. He kind of went a little Wade Miley on him.
Okay, that's right. That's right.
Remember?
So I guess.
Remember, he was pitching really well. Hey, I found some quotes that Brian McTaggart had of Forrest Whitley. And Forrest Whitley, he mentioned him that 10 other pitchers got called up to make their major league debuts, for Houston, and asked him kind of how it felt. He said, it definitely gets you a little bit jealous when you see your friends out there competing and you're hurt and there's nothing you can do about it. But at the same time, I'm so extremely happy and proud of those guys because a lot of those guys worked extremely hard to get in that position. That being said, I just look forward to joining the team this year. And this is the last quote. It's definitely something where I feel one step closer. I'm just making sure I'm giving them every reason to believe in me. This kid's motivated, Eric. I think you have a motivated kid with a high ceiling. And if he can just get some things down with his delivery and keep his arm and his shoulder healthy, and I think this is a golden opportunity for Forrest Whitley. There might be a blessing in disguise here. No one wants Framber Valdez hurt, but it's better than a fractured wrist. It's better than a broken ankle or a high ankle sprain. I mean, there are other things that he could be dealing with that would be far more detrimental to him in the long term. But if Forrest Whitley comes up and he's dependable and he gets a chance to get one start, who knows? Maybe they put him in the bullpen as a long relief man, and then he gets spot starts when they want to give someone a rest. Someone's tired, someone's fatigued. Put Forrest Whitley in there. I'm really excited. I really hope Forrest Whitley has a successful year. I hope he breaks out this year.
All right. Yeah. So I think what's going to happen from this point on is there's going to be four people fighting for that fifth starter, and the battle's it's going to be really on, and Forrest Whitley has got to put his best foot forward. This is really his put up or shut up time, because there's no guarantee that his career is going to really, I mean, look at how good Mark Appel was and how much he just kind of fell apart. I'm not saying that's what's going to happen with Forrest Whitley. I still think that he has mounds of talent. This is his time to shine. And if it's just going to be like Eminem and 8 Mile, he's got to just go out there and yo, He's got to go out there and eat his mom.
I thought you were gonna start rapping. I didn't know what was gonna happen next. So, you know, our friend Brandon Del Castillo, baseball lawyer on Twitter, said today, man, this really makes this shines brightly on the fact that the Astros should have gone out and gotten a veteran, another starter to add depth to the rotation. This really this is a sticking point, money? I think, right now.
With what money? They didn't have any money. They backed themselves in a corner. When they went out and traded for Zach Greinke, they backed themselves in a corner.
That's true. But, I mean, is there not a single starter you can get out there to add depth? I don't know. I mean, I was trying to look at the free agent list, and I couldn't see which way was up. I mean, there are some people that aren't signed that are older.
Maybe for the next segment, we can look and see. We can pause this and see if there's anybody, but there's not going to be anybody of.
No, I think it's okay. We don't need to do that. You're right.
I mean, there's Jake Odorizzi out there, but he's gonna require a little bit more than.
See, I thought he had signed. I thought he had signed. He hasn't signed
recently. Not that I know of. Unless he just signed today.
Okay. Yeah. I honestly thought he had been signed already.
No.
That's shocking.
Unless I missed something. But he's going to require at least $15 million or something.
Right.
So the Astros have literally nothing. They have nothing. They can throw a few loaves of bread at you.
So what you're saying is we're in a sticky situation.
Yes. So the Astros have backed themselves in a corner by bringing in Zach Greinke, by giving Justin Verlander all this money, and by trying to compete for these titles. And that's what happens when you try to win these World Series. And I'm not saying I disagree with any moves the Astros have done, but this is just where you are. And that's why the Astros are kind of hesitant to just throw money willy-nilly at Carlos Correa and Lance McCullers and Zach Greinke and Justin Verlander, because guess what? They're going to be back in the same situation if they sign all four of them.
Hey, what about Anibal Sanchez?
Is he still available?
Yeah, his market value is 2.8.
Okay.
Or Mike Leake.
Oh, God, no. What the heck are you doing to me? Oh, I vowed never to watch that guy pitch again.
How about Cole Hamels? I'm sorry. I was trying to make this a comedy show right now.
All righty. Speaking of comedy, let's talk about betting some money and betting on the worst names Brett can bring up about the Astros signing. And let's go and put some wagers on betonline.ag. Brett, go ahead.
Yes, the props bets that I put up, I guarantee I would be the only one betting. That's okay. Oh, by the way, I love that sweet Locked On shirt. I hope I get one. Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports. Football may be over, but NBA, college basketball, and NHL are in full swing. Bet Online even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time updates, odds, and props on almost anything you can imagine. Bet Online has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website and use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. Use the promo code Locked On.
And guess what, guys? I have my first fantasy draft of the season, and it is Friday. And Fantasy Baseball Addicts, you now have a new resource to help you get you an advantage in your leagues. Locked On Fantasy Baseball. It's a daily fantasy baseball podcast hosted by veteran fantasy analysis by Scott Cullen. He uses data and nearly two decades, if I can talk, of fantasy baseball experience to offer the strategies and waiver wire pickups that that lead to league wins. Subscribe to season long fan blah blah. season-long fantasy, dynasty leagues, DFS, Locked On Fantasy Baseball covers it all. Subscribe to the Locked On Fantasy Baseball podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, I can read and talk. But let's go ahead and talk about somebody trying to be a multi-skilled player, and that's Pedro Leon. This is somebody who is supposed to be an elite-level outfielder. And the Astros, when they signed him, they said, yo, by the way, can you go ahead and learn how to play shortstop?
Interesting.
Yes. So
are you serious? Wait, hold on.
Yeah, really? I'm serious. Yes. So really? he look at some of the quotes I have in segment three. But basically, he came out today and said that he's been working at learning how to play shortstop. Does that mean he's going to be an everyday shortstop? No, that's not what they're trying to make him do, but they're trying to increase his position flexibility. So they're trying to make him become maybe like a Marwin Gonzalez, somebody who can kind of play around the field. They're also trying to do that with catcher Corey Lee as well, because he is also trying to learn how to play first, third, and catcher. So what do you think about that?
Well, first of all, I'm shocked because I didn't know that. I had heard nothing about that. So for that being something that's like literally just that's like hot off the presses, Eric Heisman with breaking news. Eric Heisman is sources, y'all. So he is the man and he's shaking his head. Dude, here's the thing. Pedro Leon, if he's that good, now this is what is bad for Carlos Correa. Is if he can play shortstop, Jeremy Peña can play shortstop, why are you going to worry about signing Carlos Correa? If these kids are this studded out and they're that great. But Pedro Leon, I just want him to get here and I want him to impact this club. And I think if you can put him in utility roles and get him out there more than once every few games, that would be great. Realistically, I still think his timeline is 2022 because of his lack of playing in 2020. But I'm excited. I don't care where they put him. He could be catcher for all I care. Just get him on the field.
Yeah, and he said that actually on he said that it's something that the organization had informed me a long while ago. So it's not something that made me too uncomfortable. So on Wednesday, on Monday and Tuesday, he was also taking ground balls at shortstop. This is something that he's doing on some of the backfields of the minor league field. Does that mean he's going to be playing in a minor league, a spring training game at shortstop? Probably not. You're probably not going to see him doing that, but this is something that he is kind of working on. But something that is, and this is what some clickbait on what James Cook had to say. He said he looks good at shortstop. Some guys you put out there and it looks mechanical. He has a smooth, natural action, good hands, and he has a cannon. So that's some pretty good things. So this is something that maybe he can eventually end up playing maybe third base down the road. Who knows? But this is just something to kind of just make him more versatile for when he does come up and roster flexibility, because that's the way you get up here. Because we saw with Alex Bregman played shortstop. What happened when he came up? Carlos Correa was there. So what do you have to do? He had to play third base.
Right.
So what if you want to play, you got to find a place to play. So let's say the Astros find a center fielder before and they block him. He's got to find another way up.
Yeah, I think it's great too. I think it's a poignant note to make that Yuli Gurriel said in a text. He said incredible words. I do not know that about, Pedro Leon is, I just know he's very talented. I think he will be one of the stars soon. And he also said, Pedro Leon, the Astros most highly sought after prospect from Cuba. Yuli also said, it's an incredible feeling. It's really a dream come true, to be honest with you, to be with this organization. And so Yuli sees Leon in high regard. Click is saying this about Leon and having high regard for him. But here's the thing, Eric, think about this. Pedro Leon, Jeremy Peña, Freitas Nova, Corey Lee, That's four or five names right there. Young stars, young up and coming prospects. Imagine if three of those names can become stars. The future looks bright post Correa, Bregman, Altuve, because they're not going to be here forever. You know what I'm saying? They're getting older every year. I think this is exciting. I know we don't have one of the best minor league systems right now. I know we rank in the bottom, you know, we're like 27th or 28th, but we have some guys that are coming up in the next year or two that are really, they have an opportunity to make a huge impact and be the future of this ball club.
Right. And apparently, Pedro León has been a longtime Astros fan because in Cuba, I guess you can say it's probably because of Yuli Gurriel. Mostly they play Astros baseball down there. So they on TV, that's all there is. So this is what he had to say about the Astros. It's the team that's on the TV the most in Cuba, the Astros. So honestly, it was my favorite team before signing, and it's just by chance that I had the opportunity to sign with them. And I believe that Brian Snicker was about to throw put a ball in a pitching machine, and he said, "Okay, León, here's a Lance McCullers curveball coming." And so León was like, "Okay," and then was ready to hit off him in the playoffs or something like that. So León is already at home here. And I believe that he was saying that about playing on the team with Yuli. So you have to understand that León is coming from a country where Yuli Gurriel is like a legend to him. So this is like a living legend to him. So this is a awesome experience. And unfortunately, we kind of teased this earlier at the beginning of the show, but the Sugarland Skeeters, we will not be able to watch them quite so soon. I believe the season was supposed to start April 6th, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, AAA baseball is going to be delayed till May 6th. But the Sugarland, the Astros will be using that as a what?
They'll be using that as a basically an alternative like training site. And
yes, like they did.
So that's good. So they'll be getting used to that. I wonder if they'll allow fans in or, hey, guys like us.
you know the owner, right?
Yeah. Hey, I will be calling Kevin Zlotnick this week and getting on the horn with him and seeing what we can arrange, because we will definitely do what we can to get Locked On Astros out to Constellation Field, get some player interviews. Show up at the game, you know, make like a guest appearance, and we'll sign 8x10 glossies if you want. But, you know, moving the date back, I believe has something to do with vaccinations or lack of vaccinations, or is it more lack of control of minor leaguers and where they go? I mean, I don't know what the philosophy is behind it. You don't know. I
haven't
why.
Read that much into it. Okay. I just know that they not going to change too many things. I do know that it is going to be kind of weird for everybody to be getting ready for spring training, and then they're going to have to shut down. I mean, maybe they can stay warm down in Florida and then go play baseball. So that's just going to be, it's going to be kind of like 2020 all over again for the minor leaguer. So that may be interesting, but maybe they can do inter squad games down there, or maybe do like extended spring training or something for AAA. I'm sure they'll figure out some way to keep the guys loose, because imagine them kind of stretching themselves out and then having a break. And then, so that's the only thing I can think of. I'm sure they're going to, like they did last year with the alternative sites, they found a way to keep themselves stretched out. So Luis Garcia, he was able to come in and pitch six innings his fifth start. So that they could find a way to do it. So any closing thoughts?
I just think that, you know, this spring training, we still have yet to see, you know, some key guys. We have yet to see a whole lot of Alex Bregman. Hope that his hamstring starts doing well. I'm anxious to see Yordan Alvarez. I know they're kind of babying him, which is natural because he had that double knee surgery. But also, I'm anxious to see Forrest Whitley's first start. So I think there are a lot of things to look forward to.
Forrest Whitley is who everybody's looking at now because he is the man. All eyes will be on him. And if he comes in and lays an egg, it's going to be everybody's going to be talking about that. So that's all we got on this episode of the Locked On Astros podcast. And tomorrow, I believe we have a special guest and we'll go and talk about that tomorrow, but we'll talk to you tomorrow. And Framber Valdez, if you need my ring finger, I'll shoot you my email address and we'll talk to you later.